KCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with day two of a three-day strike against Kaiser Permanente medical centers in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State. This staffer on the picket line in L.A. says the company's latest wage offer doesn't keep up with the rising cost of gas and groceries.
What do you give up? Do you give up medicine? Do you give up rent? Do you give up food? Just so you can come in and serve Kaiser?
The healthcare company insists it offers better pay than competitors. Union members in Virginia and the District of Columbia are back at work after a one-day strike. This has become the year of walkouts, with Hollywood writers, actors, and unionized auto workers all staging walkouts. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
City University of New York sociology professor Ruth Milkman on what's driving union members to strike.
The sense of being left out of the economy, that the companies they work for are doing well and they're not getting their piece.
There are the usual concerns, pay, benefits, and staffing, but also struggles due to inflation levels not seen in a generation and concerns about job security with the rise of artificial intelligence.
The Biden administration wants to add to what former President Trump began. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is waiving 26 federal laws to add 20 additional miles to a border wall constructed but never finished during the previous administration. The idea is to cut down on the massive number of migrants crossing into the U.S. Environmentalists say it will destroy a huge piece of wildlife refuge and endanger plants and species like the ocelot. Police in Massachusetts say an unborn baby was killed when the mother was caught in the crossfire of a shooting on a bus in Holyoke. CBS Boston's Tammy Mutasa.
The pregnant victim was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, forcing the baby to be delivered. Prosecutors say it needed life-saving treatment, but tragically, it died.
Police say three male suspects were wounded and taken to hospitals. They're all in custody. The heat keeps setting records. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Last month's average temperature was nearly 2 degrees above the average for September. That's the warmest margin for a month in 83 years of record keeping. One climate expert calls it a death sentence for people and ecosystems. The hot weather stretched across the globe. The Earth is on track for its hottest year on record.
Apple's released an update to fix those hot new iPhone 15s. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
It's important to remember that the iPhone is Apple's singularly most important product. And so, of course, making sure that any issues that come up after launch are resolved is job number one for that company.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Howler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Two of Normally Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. That music is signals that Pat is in at 7:06. In case you haven't heard, I am not Pat Kreitlow. I could never measure up to Pat Kreitlow, right? But I am Todd Albaugh. I am the host of the Todd Albaugh Show every afternoon right here on Civic Media from 1 until 3. However, a guy who always measures up, our engineer and producer, Mr. Sam Davidson, on the board. Sam, how the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Now, you've started at Civic Media fairly recently here. We haven't had a lot of time to talk. One of my best friends' name is Sam. Do you go mostly with your friends, your family? Do you by Sam? Is it Sammy? If it's Samorific, what do you go by mostly?
Sam, usually. Like my Sam. My legal name is Samuel, but
oh, very good.
Nobody calls me Samuel.
Nobody calls you Samuel. They know better.
Maybe when maybe when I was like a kid and my mom was yelling at me because I was doing something wrong.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But
yeah, well, my friend's name, first name is Samuel as well, but he goes by Sam. Occasionally, it's a Sammy. You know, if I'm just giving him a hard time, Sammy, come on, what are you doing? So, well, it's great. It's great to have you along, Sam. And I know Pat's enjoying having you on here, and we appreciate you being a great part of Civic Media.
Ah, thank you. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. And for those watching on the stream, because he's wearing his Polaroid shirt right now as well. Very colorful this morning. He claims it was the first shirt he had this morning when he woke up.
Yes.
But I like it.
Yes, that's true.
Have you ever seen a Polaroid camera? You're just out of college. Have you seen a Polaroid camera?
Oh, yeah. Like, photography is a hobby of mine, actually. So
is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What do you like, 35 millimeter or digital, or what do you like?
35 millimeter. I mean, I play around with like a whole bunch of stuff. When I was in high school, I had a dark room in my parents' basement.
Get out.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Well, I admire photography. I wish I was better at it. So. Coming up on 8 past the hour now here at Civic Media, if you'd like to join the conversation, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Glad to have you along this morning. Weather forecast. Well, first of all, let's do a couple of sports headlines for you. The Milwaukee Brewers eliminated yesterday for the postseason playoffs as the Arizona Diamondbacks beat them by a score of 5-2. No more Bob Uecker, at least this season. So we'll have to wait for that for another week, or another week, another season, I should say. The Brewers went down again 5-2. Freddy Peralta started off strong, but then just downhill in the third inning or so. The Brewers lose by a score of 5-2. Their season is done. On to Badger football coming up this Saturday across the Civic Media Radio Network. The Badgers take on Rutgers at home. It is homecoming at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff starts at 11 a.m. You can hear that game across the Civic Media Network over the air on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine, Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WLAK in Amory. Don't live in any of those communities? Fear not, as you can get it on the Civic Media app. We are able to stream all of those Wisconsin Badger football games and also Wisconsin Badger basketball also streaming as well. So you're going to want that, as many of those games as we talked about in the first hour. Five of the big games of the Badger basketball season are going to be available on television, only on Peacock. No, no, it does not involve getting a live Peacock and connecting it to your TV like an antenna. Peacock is the new streaming service, or not so new anymore, but the streaming service of NBC Universal Comcast, which means you have to pay, yes, more money if you want the Peacock. Save yourself the money. Don't get the Peacock. Get yourself the Civic Media app because it's free. Download it on your iPhone or Android device. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. You can download it. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. Takes less than a minute or so to download. Check it out anytime. The Civic Media app, and stream the Wisconsin Badgers all season long. Making national news this morning, probably heard it at the top of the hour. Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise, Republicans both, have announced that they are officially entering the race for House Speaker after Republicans ousted Kevin McCarthy earlier this week. Both of these guys, not moderates. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break as well. Jim Jordan, Steve Scalise, pretty far right, pretty anti-LGBTQ, not into gay people, not into women. Well, I mean, in the sense that they're not supportive of women's rights. They are absolutists on abortion. These guys support a national abortion ban. These are not moderates. They are more whack job right wingers. Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise. So I'll talk about that as well this morning a little bit. Massive healthcare strike enters its second day, as healthcare workers across the country are saying we're not going to take it anymore, going on strike. Talk about that a little bit more. Also, did you hear this, Sam? Commander, President Biden's German Shepherd, his two-year-old German Shepherd, has bitten more people than previously reported. He's a biter. The dog, not Joe Biden.
I remember hearing about this, like, maybe it was even a different dog, because I remember hearing that one of Biden's dogs needed to, like, be not... just like out in the open in the White House.
He got a timeout.
Yeah. But apparently it's still an issue, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, you would think at the presidential level they could get this poor dog some training. Because it's a shelter dog, you understand. So, I mean, he probably was abused before. So, I mean, you know, God bless the Bidens for adopting him. But Commander, a little nippy. A little nippy, as it turns out, in the White House. Stay tuned on the other side. Going to have Jennifer from Weatherology, a complete weather forecast detail for you. Fall is truly on its way back. And so are we, Sam and Todd, on the Civic Media This Morning Radio Network. Stay tuned.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25. 5 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing.
One, two. Welcome back to Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. I am not Pat Kreitlow. I am Todd Allball along with Sam Davidson on the board. It is Thursday, Bo Stars at T, October 5th, 2023. 15 now past the hour of 7 o'clock. Going to talk more about that great song in a moment, Banana Phone, in music history. But first, who is on the banana phone? She is no banana. She is a great meteorologist. She is Jennifer from Weatherology. Jennifer, how the heck are you?
Hey, good morning. Actually, surprise, it's Michael Caro here filling in.
Michael, that's fantastic. Was great to have you along. I'm sorry we didn't know that. But we're playing Banana Phone because on this date, music history in 1994, the great singer-songwriter Rafi released Banana Phone. So we welcome you to the Banana Phone song here.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course, great to have you. Looks like, finally, am I right here that it feels like summer may finally be over in terms of temperatures and we're actually getting into more seasonable conditions, maybe even some patchy frost in places the next few days? Fill us in if you'd be so kind.
Yeah, as soon as Friday night and again for your Saturday night, we'll be dealing with some areas of patchy frost, especially across the northern two-thirds of the state will be the better chance for that frost to be experienced. But yeah, today kind of your transition day as a reinforcing cold frontal boundary works in from the northwest here for today. We're still going to manage some lower 70s, some above average lower 70s for highs from Green Bay, the Fox Valley, down to near Madison and Milwaukee. But northwest of there, areas like Stevens Point up to near Wausau, as well as Amory and Eau Claire, looking at middle to upper 60s for highs by this afternoon. And with that frontal passage, there is a very slight chance for some hit or miss type spotty showers out there later on today, but not looking overly widespread later on. And then for tonight, those overnight low temperatures sticking closer to the lower to middle range of the 40s, so not having to deal with any patchy frost just yet for tonight. But a much cooler day in store then for your Friday behind that cold frontal boundary. Another trough of low pressure working in from the northwest does bring some more scattered shower activity there for Friday afternoon and into your Friday evening. So if you're headed out to any Friday evening football games out there, you want to definitely want to dress warmly, as we're only going to manage some mid-50s for highs for southern and eastern portions of Wisconsin there for tomorrow. Struggling to even get out of the upper 40s from Wausau and points off to the north, so definitely feeling more October-like already for tomorrow. And then as skies gradually clear out late Friday night, the best chance for those areas of patchy frost is especially from about La Crosse up to near Wisconsin Dells and points off to the north from there, where we'll stick closer to the middle 30s for those overnight lows. I think closer to the upper 30s and lower 40s for Madison up to near Oshkosh, so lesser of a chance for that to frost across the southeastern half of the state there for Friday night. And then some cool sunshine making a return on Saturday, looking at 50s for most of the state for those high temperatures, some upper 40s expected across the far north. Not much of a warm-up even into your Sunday. Still looking to stay dry, though, at least. Partly sunny skies expected statewide on Sunday with highs in the lower 50s for Wausau, closer to the upper 50s for Madison, some middle 50s for Oshkosh expected, and those cooler temperatures still with us with 50s for most of the state right into Monday.
All right, Michael, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Now, here's the question for you. Not to get too personal, where did you go to school at for college?
I grew up in Oshkosh, Oshkosh West, and then UW-Madison for college.
Fantastic. See, this is exactly what we want to hear, because I used to be on in the morning in the 8 o'clock hour, and we had the lovely and talented Kara Foster on, who we adore, and she's a great meteorologist. The only problem is she's a Gopher fan. You understand? She went to Minnesota. And so we had these ongoing friendly battles between, you know, of course, the Flexters have the axe right now, and we're hoping to get it back. We're going to get it back. We're going to come up there. I'm going to the Badger game on Saturday. It looks like cool but dry conditions in Madison. Is that fair to say for Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday we are looking to stay dry, but the cool, so some nice, good football weather out there, lower 50s for high temperature, lower to middle 50s for highs there on Saturday.
Well, that's fantastic. And if you can do anything to help us out, bring some rain and some sleet up there to the Gophs on Saturday, because we want to pummel them, you understand? We want the axe back, and we want to make sure that the Flexters are defeated. Can you help us out on that at all?
I'll do my best.
All right, give Kara our best as well. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you very much. Michael, weatherology, fill it in. That's what you want there, Sam, is that right there, you got a great Badger alum. You're a Badger alum for homecoming of the football game. Going to be a great, sounds like a beautiful day. Perfect football weather, 50 degrees, sun, cannot wait. But you want the rain, the sleet, all the bad stuff to happen to the Gophers.
To hit Minnesota, exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because their coach, PJ Flex, he's just a goofball.
Is he?
Yes.
I'm not in the loop. Why?
Oh, he has words I can't say on the radio. He's a narcissist. He makes it all about himself, you know. Do you understand? He makes his players give him a standing ovation when he walks in the room. I'm not making that up. Yeah. So I'm no fan of Gopher football, the University of Minnesota football team. So this is fantastic because great football weather for Wisconsin this weekend. The homecoming. I'm going to the game in case you missed it earlier on. It is now 21 after the hour of 7 o'clock. Todd Allball and Sam Davidson in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow at Up North News. Pat is back on Monday. In sports, the Milwaukee Brewers lost last night by a score of 5-2 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They have been eliminated from postseason play. After winning over 90 games in the regular season, having a great, exciting run, Brewers just could not get it going behind Freddie Peralta last night on the mound. Started off great. Brewers were ahead. And then Freddie Peralta just kind of lost it, and it went downhill from there. So the Brewers are eliminated. They are done. We will see what happened in the offseason. Manager Craig Counsell's contract is up. He is basically a free agent. Many people thinking that he might end up with the New York Mets. As former GM for the Brewers, David Stern has now been hired to run the Mets organization. But Craig Counsell is a Wisconsin guy, grew up not very far from used to be County Stadium, now American Family Field. But the rumors are that he may just take a year off. He has kids in high school and college and might just want to hang out with them and his wife and go to be a dad. And who could blame him? But maybe the Brewers will get lucky. And I'm fine with Craig Counsell. There was a lot of hate last night on Twitter. But, I mean, he's literally the most successful manager in Brewers history. So I'm not sure why you want to fire the guy. We haven't been in the postseason this consistently ever under any other manager. So I'm fine with Craig Counsell. We shall see if he gets re-signed or not. Weather forecast temperatures. Again, you heard from Michael at Weatherology. Going to be a beautiful day. Some spotty showers in places. Nothing widespread. So be aware of that today. Checking the old road conditions across the state of Wisconsin here. If we can bring that up, Todd's computer just a tad slow. There we go. Looks like most of the state, other than a couple of small, I won't even call them fender benders. They were just cars that were disabled and pulled off to the side of the road, one just south of Wisconsin Dells on 94, also one near Madison and one near Milwaukee. But again, none of that really causing major traffic delays. They're just cars off to the side of the road. No major accidents reported across the state of Wisconsin on the roadways at this time. I'm going to move into a little bit of music history here at this hour, Pat Kreitlow, because it does it a little bit different time, but do a little music history for you at this hour. Going to start off, how about saying we start off with a little 1997, Bob Dylan. Get this, Bob Dylan in 1997 on this day in music history played Knocking on Heaven's Door and A Hard Rain's Are Gonna Fall for who? Pope John Paul II. Listen in a little bit. John Paul II had an audience of 300,000 people at the World Eucharist Congress in Italy. For the 77-year-old Pope, it was a chance to connect with young people, and the pontiff does so by invoking Dylan's song, Blowin' in the Wind, during this sermon. Dylan's invite is not without controversy, as future Pope Benedict fears that, quote, the rock prophet, unquote, and his music are at odds with the Roman Catholic faith. Well, it turned out that Pope Benedict had more to worry about in his own church than about Bob Dylan, right? So anyway, that was this date in 1997, a little Bob Dylan there. Should we go right into the banana phone song once again there? Anything else? Anything else there, Sam?
Of course we have to play more banana phone.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So this on this date in music history, Egyptian Canadian singer-songwriter Rafi releases Banana Phone, an album of children's music. Nothing very notable at the time seems apparent. However, the title song becomes a viral internet craze in 2004. When a flash animation featuring the song is posted on the website Newgrounds. After this, Rafi becomes internationally famous, and Banana Phone makes it onto the radio and later radio and TV shows, including the Opie and Anthony Show, The Colbert Report, and Countdown with Keith Olbermann. Here we go.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing.
Two, three, four.
Ring, 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 banana phone.
Isn't it a great song?
Oh, yeah, it's so catchy.
Ding, dong, ding, dong,
just
ding,
makes
dong,
you happy.
Ding.
A little bit more. Here we go.
Phone. It grows in bunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best. Beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, ring,
for those
ring,
of you
ring,
not
ring,
watching
ring,
on the stream, you are truly
banana
missing
phone.
Out. I see Todd Alba just ping, dancing ping, around ping, the studio ping, to this ping, song.
It makes me happy. Phone. It's banana phone.
It's no baloney.
1994, Rafi. And how many Egyptian Canadian songwriters do you know? I don't know any other ones. And a great name, Rafi. So anyway, 1994 is when we used that song on occasion. I had never heard of it before until our producer in the afternoon, Mr. Aaron Zommers, dialed it up one day. And because we were taking calls, and he starts on us. I said, where the heck did you find that? He goes, you don't know about Rafi? I said, I don't know about Rafi. And he thought, there you go, Rafi. On this date in music history, 1994, a little Rafi there for you. So a great tune to get you up and getting going. It is 27 now past the hour of 5 o'clock. See, it's a combination of not enough coffee and the dyslexia kicking in. It is 7:27 right now on October 5th, or Thursday here, 2023, along with you. Glad to be with you here on a Thursday. Again, all the road conditions right now across the state of Wisconsin doing well. A couple of very small cars off to the side of the road, just south of the Dells on the interstate, also near Madison and Milwaukee, but no accidents to report per se. So most of your driving conditions should be well, everything running on time. And again, weatherology is saying up north could see a little patchy frost over the weekend, and across the parts of southwest Wisconsin, those river valleys towards the first part of the week. Some patchy rain across Wisconsin, nothing going to wash out your entire day. All in all, pretty darn nice day across Wisconsin. Tomorrow going to be nice as well. Temperatures cooler in the 50s, but mostly partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies. And then Saturday, spectacular fall day. Great time to get out to the orchard on a Saturday as well. We're going to come back and look at this national day in history. What's popping? You realize it's World College Radio Day today. Talk about that on the other side. This is Todd. This is Sam. And this is
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Day two of the healthcare workers' strike against Kaiser Permanente is underway. This woman's on the picket line in Sacramento.
I am a medical assistant. I've been with Kaiser 27 years. 22 of those years, I worked in a department by myself with five doctors, short staff. And I've been doing that to this day.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has waived 26 federal laws in South Texas to allow construction of 20 more miles of border wall begun in the Trump administration to keep migrants out. Reporter Chris Fox from Austin.
This marks a dramatic flip for President Biden, who said in 2021 that building a massive wall that spans the entire southern border is not a serious policy solution.
This year's Nobel Prize in Literature has just been awarded.
The Norwegian author, Jon Fosse, for his innovative plays and prose, which give voice to the unsayable.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25. 5 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. 'Cause I speak of the pompous of love. People talk
welcome
about
back
me, baby.
To Civic Media this morning. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Sam Davidson on the board, filling in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow and Up North News. Up North News returns on Monday, with all the regular features, including Mr. Kreitlow after a well-deserved vacation. Taking a look at national days today on this date, October 5th. Did you know, Sam, that today is World College Radio Day?
Is it tomorrow? Or is it today? I thought it was the 6th. I'm not. I could be wrong.
Well, let me make sure here. I clicked on, today, the 5th, I'm glad you're...
I'm excited for it either way.
I'm glad you're keeping me honest. It says, National Days Today, and it lists National... Oh, I'm sorry. You're 100% right. See, it says, one says tomorrow. So stay tuned tomorrow. It'll be national.
This is like the anticipation, the warning for it.
Yeah, exactly. It's your alert. By the way, yesterday afternoon I was on the air and they had like national alert thing, and we were supposed to tell people ahead of time, and I forgot. And so I'm in the middle of an interview yesterday, and this beep, you know, it just goes. And I thought, what the heck is going on? Well, it was the so if you got that alert yesterday in your phone, you're wondering why. It's the national alert system in case of something catastrophic, like a nuclear attack or an Amber Alert or something like that. They test the system every couple of years. And yesterday at 1:20 was the time that they did that. So that's why your phone went off yesterday. But yeah, thank you for keeping me honest, Sam. Today's National Day, October 5th, National Do Something Nice Day. So there you go, right? Each day on October 5th, people across the nation observe National Do Something Nice Day. You can put your social hashtag Do Something Nice Day. This observance is similar to National Random Acts of Kindness Day, which is celebrated on February 17th. It would be ideal if everyone lived their lives doing kind things on a daily basis and without thinking about it. Well, yeah, in a perfect world, right? You try to. We all get caught up in the fast-paced lifestyle. However, kindness should never be sacrificed to get ahead of the world. Kindness doesn't require grand gestures, though when able, they are acceptable to do so. What are some things you could do to make somebody's day better? Just be nice. National Kindness Day. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What are some things that we can do? Here's a National Calendar Day offers a couple of suggestions. Noticing someone signal in traffic and allowing them into your lane. Now, right? Now, that is a great one. Tamp down the road rage just a tad. And actually do, because you're driving along, and this is something my friend Brooke Dobbs, who drove truck for many years, I rode with him a couple of times, a couple of long hauls across the country, and these poor men and women who are driving the 18-wheelers through god-awful traffic, and people want to be yahoos and not let them in. And the nicest thing you could do if you're seeing a truck driver or anyone trying to get into a lane, just slow down a minute, and then you flash your lights. You just turn them on and off a couple of times. That lets the truck driver know, hey, I'm letting you in. They'll slide over, and then they'll flash their lights back at you to say thank you. That's all it takes. So rather than speeding up and saying, I'm not letting this person in. Now, I get it. Like if you're merging and everybody's followed along and some idiot to your right just decides to whip on by at 70 miles an hour and then tries to cut in the front. I get that one. But I'm talking about in the normal course of action, try to let somebody into your lane if you're driving. Here's another one, picking up the neighbor's newspaper on your daily walk and placing it within easy reach. I know that's a less common thing these days, less people receiving the newspaper. But if you see somebody's newspaper, particularly an older person, take it up their door. How about that?
Yeah, for sure. Aaron just texted in. He says, if you're a Boy Scout, every day is Do Something Nice Day. The Scout motto, do a good turn daily.
Now, you're an Eagle Scout as well, right?
I am, yeah.
See, I'm surrounded by Eagles.
Yeah, Luke, Aaron, myself. I don't know if anyone else here is.
But... I am the turkey surrounded by Eagles. Yes, well, that's another. See, a Boy Scout, so you know what's up in terms of kindness here. Another one, opening a door for another person. That is something that, unfortunately, you don't see as much. When I was a kid growing up, you were just taught, particularly for older adults or senior citizens, open the door for someone. Just hold the door. Don't. And I see more and more people just go in and, you know, I don't care if somebody's behind me. Just open the door for someone. It's a nice gesture. Also, giving your place in line to a person with only 3 items. I've done that a couple of times. Like if you have a huge grocery cart of things. And again, this has changed over the years because now you have so many self-serve checkouts. But particularly if there's someone checking you out of the grocery store, that is not like checking you out like in line. But if they're checking out, you know, if that person has 2 or 3 items and you have a whole cart, let them go ahead of you, right? Tipping your service staff an extra dollar or two more than you usually would. I love this one. I've worked in the service industry before. I've owned a couple of coffee shops. And again, think about it. What do we spend our $1 or $2 for a day? And if not everybody could afford it, but when you can and when you can afford it, tip somebody an extra dollar or two. It actually means a heck of a lot. A great idea on this National Act of Kindness Day. Do Something Nice Day is what it's called. Do something nice. What are things that you could do that are nice? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. And we have Mark. Mark, thank you so much for calling in. Mark, what say you?
I occasionally bake a batch of cornbread for my neighbor and her son because they both really like that, and it's just something that I enjoy doing. You know, do it up in a skillet and pop that in the oven because it gets nice and crusty and that good stuff. I mean, it's pretty easy.
Mark, I had no idea you were a baker. You're a cook. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, one of these days I'll bake up my cookies I used to bake for the union events. Yeah, I was famous for those.
Really? No, but I think that's a great example, right? I mean, not often enough. The way to somebody's mind is through their stomach, right? I mean, just sharing whether it's cup of coffee or some fresh bread, it's just a nice little thing you could do that means a lot to someone, and it's a great gift. So good for you. That's a great suggestion, Mark. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, my pleasure. What do you say? What's something, an act of kindness that you've done for someone to make their day better? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2-something. Try that again, Todd. 844-967-2789. I was trying to read numbers and also read my screen that says do something nice day at the same time. Doesn't work. Call in 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What is something that you have done on this National Do Something Nice Day? A couple more ideas for you. Give somebody a compliment. I'm not talking like, you know, if someone's had a terrible day and they don't look so great. Wow, you look fantastic. Well, don't say it if it's not true, right? But I mean, you could say, you know, I didn't even know it was National Kindness Day when I came in. I told Sam I liked his shirt. So, I mean, you could do something like that. You can compliment them. Make sure that it's real, but give somebody a compliment. Doesn't cost you a dime. Here's another one. Encourage a student with an idea for a solution. If you're a teacher, whatever, that's great. Read to a child. Another thing that with all these screens, I mean, I go to restaurants and I have mixed emotions on this because going to a restaurant and seeing like a 3 or 4 year old on a screen, a cell phone or an iPad or whatever, I think, holy mackerel. But then again, they're quiet while I eat. So I mean, I have mixed emotions on that. But I think screens are okay to a point, but limit that, right? But reading to a kid, I mean, doing the voices, I mean, they love that. That's a great thing. This is one that's so important, but I think is so powerful. Listen to someone who is lonely. Just listen to someone who is lonely. There are a lot of people, right, who are seniors, or maybe they don't have a partner in life. Maybe they live alone. And just going to coffee, calling them up, and just letting them talk for a while and listening. That means a whole heck of a lot. So it doesn't cost you a thing, just your time. Great ideas today on this Do Something Nice Day on October 5th, 2023. Some great ideas there. Other national days today include National Rhode Island Day. I've never been to Rhode Island. Have you, Sam?
Can't say that I have, no.
No.
It's so small, it's like right? Almost insignificant.
the people of Rhode Island probably don't know. Yeah. But yeah, I get it. I didn't know there was, I don't think there's a National Wisconsin Day.
There
ought to be, exactly. But anyways, National Rhode Island today. National Apple Betty Day. Have you ever had some Apple Betty? It's kind of like
what is Apple Betty?
Well, it's kind of, thank you so very much for asking. Because, of course, we're ushering in October, fall, ushering in the apples and whatnot. Great time for apples. If you get down to southwest Wisconsin, get yourself to Oakwood Fruit Farm, just outside of Richland Center. Oakwood Fruit Farm, you will not be sorry. The best apples, the best caramel apples in Wisconsin. So Apple Betty is similar to what is known as Apple Crisp or Crumble or Cobbler. The American variant, known as the Betty or Brown Betty, dates from colonial times. Most apple Benny recipes call for cinnamon, sugar, and butter to make the crumbs that the top sliced apple on the sliced apples on the top. Sometimes oats or flour are added as well. So it's very similar to an apple crisp, but they call it apple Betty. So there you go. You can get yourself some apple Betty on National Apple Betty Day. And here's the final one, National Day. It is National Funky Day. National Get Funky Day. That reminds me of a former colleague at WRCO, Lila Marmel. That was a real name, was not an on-air name. Lila Marmel. And she was very earthy, and used to bring in this tea, or so it was called. It included sticks and something green. And she used to work the nights at WRCO and in Southwest Wisconsin. And one time I was coming back from doing a high school game, and she said, "Now looking at the Kickapoo astrological calendar, it may be a good time to plant potatoes." And she goes, "And now back to more funky music on WRCO." So there is a great day for Lila Marmel, my former colleague, National Get Funky Day. It says, turn up the energy, improve the mood, smile, laugh, and dance. Share the enthusiasm everywhere you go. This day encourages everyone to break out of their funk and get funky. That's it, Sam. Today is the day to break out of our funk and get funky. We'll add a little spice to our everyday routine. It keeps life interesting, too. Watch your interactions between customers, coworkers, and loved ones improve. Funkiness is infectious. I did not know that. Funkiness is infectious. National Get Funky Day invites you to celebrate life, spread love, laughter, and light. That's fantastic. Do we have a little, maybe dial up a little funky music? Can I think funky?
I'll do my best. I'll find something funky.
Yeah, a little funky music. So there are all kinds of great days today to celebrate across the state of Wisconsin. Again, weather forecast for today across the state. Going to be pretty nice. Perhaps some scattered showers here and there, according to Weatherology. But nothing that's going to wash out your day. Temperatures this morning in the upper 40s to low 50s across the state of Wisconsin. Heading to temperatures in the low 60s. I would say a low 50s. 50s to low 60s across the state of Wisconsin. Tomorrow, going to be tough to get into the upper 50s as fall truly makes its way into the state of Wisconsin. A cool front coming through. Saturday, though, looks like a beautiful fall day. Highs in the low to mid 50s and sunshiny skies. A great day to get out to those apple orchards and support our local apple growers and producers and all those farmers across the state of Wisconsin as they are selling their goods. A lot of roadside stands right now, apple orchards as well. Checking the state of Wisconsin road map right now. No major accidents to report. All roadways across the state of Wisconsin from Superior down to Platteville over to Madison and Milwaukee up through the Fox Valley, Green Bay, Oshkosh, over to Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Wausau, all points in between. Looks like all things are running on time for the most part. No major accidents to report at this time, so be aware of that. We'll come back with more on the other side. This is Todd. This is Sam. This is Civic Media This Morning on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. There may be an occasional gust up to 25 today. Tonight, 44. Tomorrow, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder with a high tomorrow right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. Sam Davis on the board doing those funky tunes. It is National Funky Music Day. I did not know that. A little bit more. This is great. This is fantastic. A little bit more of that, Sam. Yeah. Todd Alba with you in for Pat Kreitlow. Pat and Up North News return next week. Following us at the top of the hour, two great guys who are funky music guys themselves. Have you ever seen Earl Ingram dance?
I have not. I haven't met Earl, actually.
Earl Ingram is known as the Dance King of Milwaukee. He is a great dancer. He could cut a rug back in the day. And you want to see some funky music dancing, Earl Ingram's your guy. In fact, I believe on Mondays when Gilbert Brown, former Green Bay Packer, when they record Under the Helmet, I believe Gilbert and Earl Ingram do a funky music dance before every show. You can tune in and watch it if you don't believe me. So tune in coming up after the top of the news hour. Earl Ingram from Money the People in the southeast part of the state, Racine, Kenosha, Waukesha, Milwaukee, Oshkosh, and Green Bay. And for the rest of the network, another funky music guy, Stu Daniels. He's a funky music guy. So, I mean, maybe we could do like a funky music dance party with Earl Ingram and Stu Daniels. It's a brand new show coming up on Civic
Media.
Yeah,
sounds like a great time. I tune in.
Right? Stay tuned for both those guys, Earl Ingram and Stu Daniels, across the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah, Earl Ingram, the funky music dance king of Milwaukee. Also a very knowledgeable and great guy coming up at the top of the hour. Stu Daniels, also a great guy coming up across the rest of the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 7:52 on this Thursday, October 5th, 2023. Glad to be along with you. Weather forecast across the state of Wisconsin. Some scattered showers here and there. Nothing that's going to wash out your day. Right now, temperatures right now range from 54 degrees up north near Superior, 52 right now in La Crosse and Eau Claire. Down here in Madison, 52. Richland Center, 46 degrees. Waukesha, 52. Oshkosh, 52. Green Bay, 52. And 45 degrees right now in Wausau across the state of Wisconsin. Clear skies right now. Some showers may move in. Highs today in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, going to struggle to get into the upper 50s across most of the state as things turn much more fallish. Beautiful day on tap for Saturday across much of Wisconsin. Sunny skies and highs in the 50s. Great day to take in the Wisconsin Badger homecoming game. Kickoff set for 11 a.m. against Rutgers at Camp Randall. I'm going to the game. If you want to watch it, as we've been saying, you better have the Peacock. The Big Ten, Kevin Warren, who is now, by the way, running the Chicago Bears, so that should tell you something. Kevin Warren, the former commissioner of the Big Ten, cut this new deal before he left on television. And it means that if you want to watch the Badgers this Saturday, you better have the Peacock. Not one of the birds out in your cage, but the streaming service on NBC, because that's the only place you can get it, to stream the Peacock. Also, this fall and winter, Badger basketball, men's basketball, only on Peacock as well for five of their big games. But the good news is you can listen on the radio to both football this Saturday at 11 o'clock and the entire season of men's basketball as well. The Badgers are carried right here at Civic Media on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. If you don't live in one of those municipalities, you can dial us up on Civic Media's app. Just go to your favorite app store on your iPhone or Android device. Download it. It's free. Takes less than a minute. The Civic Media app, you can listen to the Badger basketball season all season long with Matt LaPay and Brian Butch. And you can listen to Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher this Saturday for the Wisconsin game as they take on Rutgers on Saturday. The Brewers lost by a score of 5-2 last night to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Brew Crew eliminated from postseason play now. They are done for the year. We will see what happens. Craig Counsell, manager, essentially a free agent. We'll see if they can retain him over the year or over the break. But we shall see. Several of the players have contracts coming up as well. Young team, so hopefully they can keep most of the people together. But great season. Great regular season for the Brewers, but not such a great ending. Has seemed to be a trend as of late. But like I said earlier, the Brewers have never been more successful in the tenure than the tenure of Craig Counsell. So I'm a Craig Counsell guy. I hope that hope they can retain him. Roadways across the state of Wisconsin, according to the DOT, looks like no major accidents still. We are on time this morning, getting back to school and getting back to work this morning across Wisconsin on this 5th of October, a Thursday here, 2023, 5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. More news across civic media throughout the day. Of course, Kevin McCarthy voted out the first speaker of the House of Representatives this morning. Jim Jordan, as Matt Flynn likes to call him, GYM, Jim Jordan, because of the allegations that still haunt him while he was at Ohio State in the wrestling program. Several wrestlers have testified under oath that they were assaulted by the team physician, and Jim Jordan, when he was a coach there, knew about it and did nothing. There's a Wisconsin connection, by the way. Jim Jordan was a decorated wrestler for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. What, other than Lee Kemp, great wrestler Lee Kemp, and Russ Hellickson, those two guys, Jim Jordan may have one of the best records in Wisconsin wrestling history, but he did not distinguish himself at Ohio State, and this has haunted him. He's also one of the most extreme on social issues. Steve Scalise, the number two guy behind Kevin McCarthy, who's fighting blood cancer right now, and there was some question whether he will want the job. He announced he is also a candidate for Speaker of the House. So all of our programs will be talking about that throughout the day as well. Also yesterday, Republican members of the Senate here in Wisconsin, a Senate committee voted against confirming Milwaukee County Clerk Joe Czarnecki to the State Elections Commission after the Dem appointee abstained from a June vote to renominate Megan Wolf as the agency's administrator. Our programs will be talking about that later on throughout the day as well. It is a great example. It doesn't matter whether it's here in Wisconsin with this goofball Senator Dan Canodal, Republican of Germantown, or whether it is the Kevin McCarthy fiasco in Washington, D.C. Again, Republicans simply cannot seem to govern right now. They can't. There's a war amongst their own people. And that's why we've said it before. I'll say it again. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat of either. I'm not a member of any party. But it is clear there is only one major political party that can govern right now, and that's the Democrats. Talking about that later on our show from 1 until 3. Join us from 1 until 3 for the Todd Allball Show along with Aaron Zommers. For right now, in for Pat Kreitlow. Sam, always appreciate you being here. Sam Davidson on the board. We'll be back tomorrow filling in for one more day until Pat and Up North News returns on Monday. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Mark for calling in as well. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned now for Earl Ingram on the East Coast and Stu Daniels on the West Coast. Until tomorrow, this is Todd Allball along with Sam Davidson saying have a wonderful day. We'll see you from 1 until 3 this afternoon. This is Civic Media Mornings, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.